Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, my friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell is on duty today, but wrestling with a couple of IT issues, so he'll be here in a couple of minutes. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Great resource, great website. Check that out, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour. It's Wednesday, so we'll do the talk radio town hall today. Pete Hannibut, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, also on the program later this hour to talk about some news this week on the waters of the U.S. This is an issue you really do need to pay attention to. Just the fact that it's been proposed is chilling in and of itself, but what are we going to do to stop it? And there was some progress on that front in Congress in defunding it. We'll talk with Congressman Cramer about that and also Pete Hannibut today on the program as well. So stay tuned for that. A quick note of thanks to the What's On Your Mind listening audience, our radio family. You know, we have our family, right? And we have our radio family, many of you who call in on the program, who email in, who send a text, who post on our social media, most importantly, listen to the program, regardless of whether you interact in any way. You're family to us. We appreciate that very much. And yesterday started with one of five dogs we have in our house. We're kind of a little dog crazy. My wife is just a softie, bottom line. And, so we have five rescue dogs. These are dogs that have been rescued from peril. And Bushy was our second dog. And Bushy's a Scottish Terrier, 13 years old, who's clearly been slowing down. But, you know, other than, you know, just, you know, you can notice slowing down, really been okay. And he loves his food. So yesterday I go to feed him at the crack of dawn, and he doesn't eat. He couldn't hardly move and was only drinking. And yesterday, you may remember I had our daughter Haley on yesterday to talk about something that came up, a question that we were joking about mixing blue hawks and green hawks and the color that would come from it. And so I put Haley on the program, and I asked her how Bushy was doing, and she said, okay, she was taking care of mold. And long story short, that Bushy died last night in the arms of my wife. And so a lot of us were quite sad. I put a little picture of him, one of our favorite pictures, and just said, we're a sad bunch tonight. Here's a little fellow that brought us 13 years of joy and as good a companion as any family could ever hope for, and we're just going to miss our old Bushy boy. Anyway, over 100 folks have weighed in with nice comments on the program, and we certainly appreciate that very much. I have to tell you, I feel a little weird because, it's sad, and it's sad not in the way that you lose a family member, as in a human being, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, God forbid, a son or a daughter or mom or a dad. But there's definite sadness there, and I started, kind of beat myself up yesterday over this, saying it's a dog, for crying out loud. On the other hand, there's 13 years of memories there.
Yeah.
Todd, you lost, Jamie earlier this year.
Jamie was about 15 or 16. I'd had her for 13 years, and you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, I know plenty of people are throwing that Facebook meme around about kids or pets are not kids. Well, you know what? They just about become that level. They really do.
Well, I can differentiate between the two. Without question, right? I mean, you don't put them on the same level, but you have, in the case of Bushy, in the case of Jamie, we each had 13 years of memories from that dog run. Right? Yeah. And I can remember with the kids at different stages of their life, and it's just, there's memories there every day.
Absolutely.
I fed that bugger for 13 years every morning, right? seeing him in a tough spot yesterday, literally in my wife's hands, and taking his last breath, it just is tough.
Man.
It's just really, really tough. And
I feel for you, man.
you see all the kids crying, and it's just darn tough. So anyway, but I really, more than anything, wanted to thank our fine listeners for weighing in on this. And look, I welcome your opinions on why we have this bond with dogs that we do. I think it's perfectly normal. George called in earlier, and actually, rather than play his recorded comment, just called George back and said, would you come on the program, because he had an interesting take, having grown up on the farm, about how this has changed over the years. George, how you doing?
Okay, what I'm saying, I'm sorry to hear about your dog, but I think people are making such an issue out of pets already that they're taking it like it's a family, as a person, which it isn't. It's an animal. Okay, example, we grew up on the farm. We had dogs. They were pets. Some got run over. Some got kicked by cow, and some of them ate chickens and died of lead poisons. We got over and we got another dog. I mean, when you see it in the paper, they got it in the obituaries and all that stuff. It's just, I think it's just going too far, is my opinion.
Yeah, no, I think and by the way, there is I've seen different, opinions on this, on, I think, what some people call, the pet culture, where it goes to a different level, and I would agree with you on an obituary in the newspaper or, anything else. But it's okay to be sad, isn't it? I mean, it's a companion, right? I mean, I agree with you. It's a dog, and that's very different than a human dying. On the other hand, it's a dog that was a good companion that provided 13 years of memories for my family, so it's okay to be sad about it, isn't it?
But I say not wrong being sad about it, but to make an issue on the radio about it, that's my point. Anyway, sorry to hear about it.
Yeah, no, I hear you, and I don't intend to do it. I actually only intended to thank people who were kind, because, I thought last night in the middle of this, you're just bummed out, right? And to see people who share different stories and say, hey, been there, feel sorry, that's encouraging.
Well,
you know,
isn't it okay to come on and say, you know what, if I sound like I'm feeling a little different, in a different mood today, well, this happened, maybe that's why. I don't think there's anything wrong with, bringing it up. Obviously, if you spend 2 hours on it, it might be a little overkill, but...
Yeah, there's no need for a bushy tribute here today on the program. I just know that, look, Todd and I right here, just in the last month, going through the same thing, right? It happened.
Yeah.
Folks were out there, and I think... That's part of life, but I don't plan a funeral and plan on putting on an obituary and inviting a bunch of people or anything like that. I mean, it's just, our youngest daughter just sent me a selfie of her and Herbie, another one of our dogs, and she said Herbie's really sad, and she's obviously sad. You know, I mean, that's hard for a dad.
You know, it's entirely possible now that every caller the rest of the show may call up and offer condolences, and it could turn it into, for a lot of us, our pets are that big, though.
That would be George's fault, though. He would have started it. See, it would be us.
It wasn't going to be, but now it is.
Lance, traveling I-29, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Welcome to the program.
Yes. I just wanted to make a comment about, the dog and dying and that kind of stuff. Yes, dogs do bond to you. They, they originated in packs. That's how dogs are. And you need to bond to a dog? That makes a lot of sense. But, there's also some disconnect that's going on. When we start taking animals and putting them on the same level as people, I think we've become very disconnected with each other. What happened with our bonds with each other? That's kind of an interesting deal. I mean, I don't understand why people, take dogs and say, geez, this is just as important as my child or whatever.
And well, I hate to sound like a bad country song, but my dog treated me better than my ex-wife, so...
that's a pretty sad note on your ex-wife.
Yeah, well, but I take your point. Love your neighbor is what came to my mind when you're talking about that, Lance. Are there people that treat their pets better than they treat their neighbors? I'll bet there are.
Oh, yeah.
Doubt in my mind.
And that's, something's upside down with that. I would totally agree with you. I also think there is a pet culture again that, takes us to a different level where you're trying to fill some other missing piece in your life. I don't doubt that at all. And to me, dogs are not human. I mean, quite honestly, I am I don't know what the word to use here is, but I am strongly pro-life, right? I can't believe that in the great state of North Dakota every week we put a kindergarten-sized class of children to death through the horrific procedure of abortion, right? That's a soul.
Yeah.
That's a human being that had a plan. And, you know, that's very different than a dog dying. But, you know, that doesn't mean you just blow off 13 years of memories from a dog or however many years you've had a dog around, you know. It doesn't, you know, so I think we're both right here. But I do, and maybe, Lance, your call will make folks think a little bit. Hey, do I treat my dogs better than I do my neighbors? You know, I mean, I've even thinking to family members.
I mean, you
tend to be around family members so much that little things bug you, and you can tend to, you know, treat family members, your own flesh and blood. You know, I'm not talking about your kids usually, but I mean, you know, maybe a sister that drives you crazy or whatever. You know, I mean, an uncle that every Christmas, oh, I got to listen to this, you know. You know, you treat them differently than you treat the dogs you care for. Lance, appreciate the call. Thanks. Phil and Bismarck, when we come back, What's On Your Mind continues. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers plan to attend one of four upcoming NDSU Extension Field Days in your area this summer to learn more about the latest in soybean research and take away important production information that you can apply to your farming operation. Join us on July 13th, 5:30 p.m. at Agronomy Seed Farm in Castleton. July 14th, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Carrington Research Extension Center. July 15th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the North Central Research Extension Center in Minot, and July 16th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Langdon Research Extension Center. For more information on these summer field days, contact your county extension office. The North Dakota Soybean Council looks forward to seeing you this summer at one of these field days events.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you having trouble collecting your royalty payments? Well, you need to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention at the Grand Hotel June 25th and 26th. For more information, visit naro-us.org. It's a great deal, jam-packed with great resources for you as a royalty owner. The biggest names in oil and gas will be speaking. You can take the Bakken tour Thursday morning, and there's great entertainment with comedian Milo Hatzenbuehler, plus a jam-packed, informative schedule Thursday and Friday. To sign up, you can call 800-558-0557. That number again, 1-800-558-0557. Or go online to register or see a full list of events at naro-us.org. That's naro-us.org.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The only thing they'll say about Bushy is, I must need to get a life. I actually remember when you got the dog, when you said 13 years ago that raised my, you know, didn't believe it was that long. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that. I did tell the story on the air when we got Bushy. why we named Bushy, because the reason we decided to get a Scottish Terrier was because of Barney. Remember the dog that George and Laura Bush had? Barney. And we just saw the Scottish Terrier. I'm like, oh, my gosh, got to have it. Found one and named it after President Bush. I'll never forget when I told President Bush that we named a dog after him. He turned beet red. It was pretty funny. He turned just red. I'm like, oh, I just, you know, embarrassed
about it. I guess I'd have to say, well, I hope you love the dog.
Yeah, exactly. Phil and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Take it away.
Hey, Scott, I'm really sorry to hear about your dog, but I want to thank you and your wife and your family for stepping up and rescuing all these dogs. I've been doing senior dog rescue for 10 years now. I got to tell you, my dogs rescued me. No more going to the bar after work. Got to go home and take care of the dog. So it taught me patience. Seeing about senior dogs, I've lost 5 dogs in 10 years. I've had the privilege of associating with these unique characters. I met my wife at a dog park, and that's the best thing that ever happened to me. So, you lost Bushy, but I'm going to tell you, the word has already gone out over the psychic dog hotline. Your next best friend is already waiting for you.
Okay, stop. Now you're selling my daughter. She's already sending me pictures of rescue pets. Hey, Dad, look at this black lab. I'm like, okay, no.
Good for your daughter. She's okay. She's okay in my book.
Oh, amen. Man, alive. Well, I was never a big fan of 5, to tell you the truth. We just kind of kept adding and adding, you know, and once you have one, I mean, 2 or 3, it honestly doesn't really matter.
I've done 5. It's really yeah. Not that bad.
But what I don't like is the last 24 hours for crying out loud here now, and so, you know, your story of losing 5 in a short period of time. No thanks. That's the tough part. So
I knew what I was getting into going in. I read about senior dogs getting kicked to the curb just because they're old. Hey, I'm an old dog. I'm not ready to get put down yet either. So somebody had to step up. So that's the thing. You know, you know what you're getting into, and you know, the first couple of times is really hard. Then It's always hard, but I got, again, like you, I got the memories. Like, I got these guys who will, you know, they'll be with me forever. You know,
we have unbelievable amount of memories. We sure do. A lot of antics. Bushy was not perfect, lest you believe that he was perfect. He was not. He loved garbage. That was the kids' line last night. Well, he'll have plenty of garbage in doggy heaven now, for crying out loud. He can dig into all the garbage he wants.
they are equally as imperfect as we are.
Yeah.
They have garbage in heaven?
Nothing he loved better than an open dishwasher as you were loading it full of dirty dishes. That was like a buffet, man.
That's what they call the pre-clean stage.
Exactly.
Help me out. Yeah.
Thank you, Phil. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate it very much. Troy in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah, hi, Sam. Sorry to hear about your dog. I know what it's like. I grew up on a farm, too, but you know, that one guy that called and said was talking about they're just dogs and they're just farm dogs and stuff like that. Well, they're not just farm dogs. He's looking at them just more as being a working animal when he doesn't really get attached to them. Well, there's people like me that when you got a dog and, you know, you don't have kids, you basically, they are your kids. I mean, I wouldn't give my kid or my dogs away for anything. I wouldn't. Someone offered me $1 million, I wouldn't give them away. So for them to sit there and say that they're just dogs and stuff like that, they have hearts and souls. They're more, to me, they're a lot better of a person than most people are. The way they're loyal to you, they're always happy to see you, where, you know, a lot of people are not like that. So for, you know, people to say, well, we're losing connection with people. Well, to me, pets are always loyal to you, and they're always there for you. When a lot of times when you're down or whatever, and they'll be the first one to realize that you're down and depressed, and they'll be there for you. So I just kind of upset me, that first guy that called there and made it sound like a dog is just a dog, and you can just go and replace it. Well, you can't just go and replace things that you get attached to. So I was just
Well, it's nice to hear a different perspective of someone that grew up on the farm, as you did, Troy, and still, because you hear that a lot, actually. I grew up on a farm. I had dogs, the pets don't mean, you know, we had a million of them around, it just didn't matter, you know, and obviously, growing up on the farm, you had a pet, and it did matter. So that's pretty cool. Appreciate the call and the perspective. Thanks, Troy. Emailer says, sorry for your loss. My dog is family. I like him better than that caller. he also ran off a prowler. Good doggy. Good doggy. All right. How about that? Here's a texter to Todd. Pets are there for you always. Bad day, a family death, hard times. Only pet lovers will understand. And for bonding, our pets bond our families together. Sorry for both your losses. I'm not going to argue with these callers.
Nope.
They'll never get it. Thanks. All right.
Love it.
There you go. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. You can always text Todd, too, at 800.
That what?
Yeah. 701-226-8503. I was going to give you an 800 number now. That'd be an interesting way to text.
Someone tells me the company ain't springing for my own 800 number, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, you can text at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Lynn says,
you realize the pressure's going to be on you now for that new dog. You're going to have to rescue another. Oh, the pressure's going to be on now.
I honestly don't want to. I really don't.
Well, you've already got four, right? Now you've got four?
Four remaining, yes.
Right,
and then there
right.
were four. And then there were four.
So that's still a lot.
Exactly.
It's not like you're sitting here with just one dog. I mean, you've got a lot already.
You're making my point. Exactly right.
Exactly. I don't blame you.
Lynn says,
you're going to get tugged on, so just be ready for it.
I know. It's already happening. The texts are rolling in. Yeah. Here's Haley's text. A black lab. He's so cute. And he has a sister named Lena. They're 14 weeks old.
Adopt a pet day at Vision Bank North this Saturday.
Let's get both.
Wait, there you go.
Let's get both. Yeah.
Hey, you know the phrase, eight is enough, and you only have four. You're only halfway there.
Vision Bank, a Fargo bank, with the two locations. They have a north and a south location, but their north location up just north of the 19th off University has a Adopt-a-Pet event often, and they are having one this Saturday, which is kind of neat. So, yeah, you're right. That'd be another good one. 30 seconds for John in Grand Forks. Quickly, John, go ahead.
Yeah, it is quick. I'm sorry, I forgot to say. A pastor once said in the sermon, my dog is the only one that thinks I'm a better person than I really am.
Oh, so true.
I've heard that line before. It's a good line. It is a good one. Yeah, thanks, John. Appreciate it. Lynn says, our pets are more loyal than friends and family sometimes. Yeah, he'll be truly missed. And he will miss you. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate that. All right, waters of the U.S. I don't know if that's a more cheery subject or not, but it's a little less depressing, I guess. Coming up.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real Country Jam, June 19th through the 21st. All ticket proceeds go to the Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota, Sawyer Brown, the Bart Crow Band, Blackbird, and many more. Weekend pass only $80 and a discount for military members. There's concessions, a beer garden, and dry camping available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real Country Jam for Fallen Soldiers, June 19th through the 21st, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-623-4200.
Father's Day is coming up. Time to treat Dad to the perfect day in the fields. Border Plains Equipment has everything he needs. From the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with his Case IH pressure washer. Plus, you'll earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases. Hurry on in to Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow before June 30th and ask about this special offer. And take care of dear old Dad with a stop at Border Plains Equipment.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Brought to you in part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. SecureEnergyFuture.org is a great resource, a website to keep tabs on the issues related to reliable, affordable energy. Pretty important. Every day you open up the newspaper, you're going to see a new EPA regulation that could send your power bill up, that could threaten the reliability of your electricity. And it's almost impossible to overstate what this could mean. It really is, on so many areas. Thankfully, here in the great state of North Dakota, we have an abundant supply of economically recoverable coal. And it provides for a lot of very affordable electricity. But the biggest threat right now really is policy. And that's why this requires an army of folks to defend against this war on coal. And that's where a resource like SecureEnergyFuture.org and the Coalition are so vitally important. So you can also let your elected leaders know you're paying attention and you care as well. Nice and easy. I did it in a couple of minutes. There's an energy quiz on this website that you take. And at the end of it, it says forward this on to your elected leaders, and the members of the legislature get it, congressional members, Senate members. So it's a nice and easy way to let folks know you're paying attention. SecureEnergyFuture.org, effort of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Okay, 27 before the top of the hour. Pete Hannibal is here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And Pete has been keeping tabs on yet another piece of proposed regulation out of Washington, D.C., that threatens the livelihoods of many, certainly the agriculture industry, but also the energy industry. And really, the cost of everything goes up when the cost of electricity goes up. So, you know, the peril is right down to you as a homeowner, you as a business owner, you as a ratepayer. So a lot of concern here. And we've learned about the Waters of the U.S. Proposal all the way along through when it was just a proposal. Now we know what it is. Through the good work of the North Dakota Farm Bureau and its Director of Public Policy, Pete Hannibal. Pete, welcome back to the program. How are you?
It's a pleasure to be here. I am fabulous today. Thank you.
All right. So what's new on Waters of the U.S.? I know we have Congressman Kramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall, and I see that his committee sent a shot across the bow on the funding side. But just update us from your perspective of how we're doing here in battling this boondoggle from the EPA.
Yeah, the the House in Congress is really ahead of the curve here, and we applaud Congressman Cramer's efforts. And that's a bipartisan thing. Colin Peterson from east of you there in Fargo is also on board, and it's a very bipartisan thing to oppose this. And as you mentioned, they cut the funding on the implementation until the EPA readdresses this. And, you know, when it first was brought out, their final ruling was brought out a few weeks ago, our perception of it was that it was bad. And as the more we read of it and the more our attorneys in the AFPF office in Washington go through it, the worse it becomes. They took the proposal that they had out is not nearly as bad as what they finally came out with in the end. And so they kind of doubled down on the bad thinking, and Congress has given them a little bit of a comeuppance in saying, no, this is not going to happen this way. And the Senate is behind the effort, too. In a paper in the Jamestown paper the other day, both of our senators were quoted as saying that they're, you know, working on it and going to limit the funding or fix it one way or the other, that it's troubling, I think, is what Heidi said, and Hoban said that, you know, they would work on limiting the funding to it if they can't get it to be readdressed completely. And so the senators are on board as well. There are some senators from some states that are a bit of a challenge on this, but most of the rural states understand what the problem is with this and what it could mean for us, not just in the agricultural industry, but in all walks of life and business. When you allow the EPA to interpret the original Clean Water Act that has been functioning very well since the 70s in a new way and say, no, we intend for it to be implemented this way, and it will allow them to get into every prairie pothole in this state and almost every stream in this state, that is a serious problem for our state, and it's a serious problem in other places in the country. There's places in the country that are interesting like ours. We have the potholes, and in on the East Coast they have the Delmyra Peninsula problem where there's a water issue. Anyhow, it can be a problem for a lot of places in the country, and Congress is yanking back on the rope and saying, you regulators that make rules cannot make rules that go beyond what the legislative intent was, and that's clearly what's happening here. And since the ruling has been published, the proposal is out there, you know, there's been a lot more pushback than the original because it is truly worse than what the original proposal was. That was bad enough and taking leaps and bounds in what the congressional intent was, and what they are proposing to do has already been shot down in court several times, and yet they're still doubling down on this and going further every time they come out with a new proposal. And so this is a serious problem for us, and we're going to have to keep monitoring it. But Congressman Cramer and the senators are fully aware of it and are working on our behalf, and so we applaud their efforts.
Questions or comments certainly welcome for Pete Hannabut from the North Dakota Farm Bureau today. If you have anything specific to waters of the U.S. that concerns you or that you specifically want to ask a question about, they have a great analysis on the proposal chapter and verse it's flat out chilling here. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Text Todd with your questions, too, at 701-226-8503. Email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So, Pete, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, the original Clean Water Act dealt with navigable waters, meaning it was commerce among states and across the country, and so that made some sense. But now the final ruling comes out, and it includes prairie potholes, the Delmarva Peninsula that I mentioned, some veneral pools of water, some Texas prairie water. There are places all over the country where this is going to allow the EPA a footprint in everyone's back door. And originally we were concerned about it, but the way it is going to affect everyone across the country, basically where water falls is going to be something that the EPA thinks that they will have the regulatory authority on. And you can just imagine what this will do for municipalities, for school boards and school districts, on their, you know, on their parking lots and other places. And the EPA has, in a press release, is implied that you're going to get exemptions from certain things, but then you read the act further in detail past their press release, and you understand that, that they are taking serious liberties with what the law says and with what the original proposal was, it's just getting worse. And so it's going to be a real serious nightmare. And if nothing else, think of the expansion and growth of government that's going to come from this. If they had all the regulators it would take to do what they want to do, we'll be exponentially increasing the number of regulators that are just, you know, in our state, let alone, all over the country.
Yeah, I think the definition of water is probably the scariest thing here, because that, you'd think that'd be okay. Well, they're talking about waters of the U.S., meaning a lake, a river or whatever, but we're down to a minuscule and really the ability. And Governor Dalrymple told us about a call that he had with Gina McCarthy, and he just talked about the ambiguous terms they use, like adjacent to, neighboring, so they can basically, that's probably the most chilling. What they're looking to oversee is essentially literally something as small as a pothole, right?
Absolutely. Any kind of little pool of water, and like you say, not just a pothole like we think of prairie potholes, pothole in the street is more like it. I mean, when they start using things that say includes waters with a significant nexus within a 100-year floodplain, well, defining that and saying where the high water mark was 100 years ago is a bit of a challenge. And they even want to go to the extreme of saying we're going to be able to identify these things through satellite or aerial reconnaissance. So that lets you know that we're going to have some serious problems if they're developing an opinion of what the federal government is in charge of through a satellite image or an aerial photo and not having boots on the ground. You wonder how much overreach do they want and how much of our lives do they want to control. And this is a serious problem from this administration and this EPA.
So, we're used to this. There just is we're drinking from a fire hose of bad ideas when it comes to regulation and overreach. And there's a whole other argument here about, look, this isn't up to the EPA to regulate. This is done at the state and local level, and they're trying to overreach there. That's a whole other track. But if you can, boil this down into a scenario that scares you most. Obviously, North Dakota Farm Bureau is going to be concerned about farmers and ranchers out there in an agriculture stance. Well, if they got their way, what would be the biggest consequence for agriculture?
If they got their way, over the years we've encouraged farmers and ranchers to do the right thing with conservation tillage and a lot of things that have been very beneficial. We've been able to produce more crop on less land and preserve the environment, giving wildlife habitat, and also protecting soils from erosion and things like that with filter strips and all those kinds of things. Well, someplace in a field where water runs seasonally, we've just had a lot of rain in the last month or so, where water runs seasonally, trickles through a field, drains off, anything that where water lands and pools and puddles and then drains off would be their prerogatory from what they want to do. And so you take your pick of sod waterways, you take your pick of what a natural drainage within a field where water runs and then it runs downhill and goes into the river or the stream, any of those things. So, an EPA bureaucrat could drive down any country road and say, well, I see one of those corn stalks last fall or winter washed into that low spot in that field. Therefore, the acres in that field that are involved with that low spot are now their prerogative to rule over. And so the EPA can come out and say, if you don't do what we say, we're going to fine you, we're going to do whatever. It will allow bureaucrats to be in our backyard on absolutely every issue because water is everywhere. And we, value that water, we protect that water. And now they say that they're going to be in charge of telling us what we do around that water. It'll change farming practices. It'll change the way municipalities have to do things. It'll change the way businesses have to do things. Think what this will do for the coal and oil industry in this state.
Yeah, no, there's energy. There's energy implications as well. Yeah, no kidding. And what's the benefit? For what? Good point. Pete Hanabit from the Farm Bureau, more after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Bakken's Best Trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. SNS Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
I want to tell you about our product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back. No obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Wednesday edition of What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Check out all the events coming up in the coming weeks, including, by the way, some fun things up in Minot this weekend. They got Rib Fest, actually starting tomorrow, going through the weekend. And then the Bucket Barbecue. The folks at MBI Energy put on a great event, along with a lot of great partners, and a great Bucket Barbecue competition Friday in Dickinson. It's Friday afternoon into the early evening. Entertainment, the whole works. We'll be broadcasting live from the Dickinson Rec Center on Friday to tell you more about that. And then coming up in July, Alexander and Southheart for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. You want to take those in for sure. Also brought to you today by our friends at Polar Service Center. $15 million, that's the size of the inventory at Polar Service Center. 20,000 SKUs which is why you hear me say there's not a tank part that Polar doesn't have. They have what you need, from tank parts to top brands and industrial hose. They have locations in Kildare and Billings for truckers in our neighborhood here, and soon in Williston as well, and they have the tank parts you need when you need them. They do truck hydraulics. They, if you're pumping crude, they got a pump for it. If you got to push sand off the trailer, they got a blower for it. If you need to push water or vacuum water onto your trailer, they have the pump for it and the hose to carry it through as well. A collision repair and a full fabrication shop in Billings, too. And a tank wash is what you need, $100 off your first tank wash when you mention my name at either location. Yeah, you heard me right. $100 off the tank wash. Polar Service Center, Highway 22 North, top of the hill in Kildare, or exit 452 or 455 north side of I-90 in Billings. They still have a few of those Challenger pumps left at that incredible deal, too. If you're hauling water, you know what a Challenger pump's about. Check them out at Polar Service Center. Tell them Scott sent you. We're chatting with Pete Hannibut, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau here today on the program, talking about the waters of the U.S. bill. Questions or comments, welcome for Pete, 800-228-0550. Here's a call that came in.
Hello, yes, I have a comment for the gentleman here. Do you see the connection between the EPA, the Clean Water Water Act that they're trying to push, and Agenda 21, the United Nations Agenda 21? Do you see a connection there? I was just curious. Thank you. Bye.
All right, Pete. I can't hear Pete.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you, sir. Go ahead. Yep.
Okay. I don't know that I make the connection with the Agenda 21, but there is definitely a pattern of, with this administration, a pattern of just basically ignoring the rule of law, whether it's this one or any number of other federal regulatory things, and their new interpretation under this administration of what original laws have said, whether it's this or the Endangered Species Act, take your pick of things, this administration has decided to put out rules and interpret laws in ways that no other administration has, both Republican and Democrat. And it has allowed them to expand the growth of government and allow them to get into most everybody's backyard. And so I don't know if I want to make the leap with the UN stuff, but this administration definitely has a pattern of abuse of interpretation and going against federal court precedents. That's the thing that really bothers me, is that there have been federal court precedents set time and time again about this and other issues. And they completely ignore those in this administration, and it's troubling to see where we're going as a country with this administration.
The Agenda 21 is a utopian view of how we ought to develop things, and it gets into a lot of places as well. It would be a control issue, right? I mean, they if they had their way, it'd be controlling how you can develop, to me, as a private property thing. And in that way, they're similar, right? I mean, because it's...
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a lot about controlling land more than the water. The water is the metaphor for allowing them to control the land. Everywhere water falls is under their control if they get what they want. And so it is a land property rights abuse, land grab, I would say, is one of the quotes that was in the Wall Street Journal article a few weeks ago, was how they're, you know, this amphibious attack to take over land that the All EPA right. is trying to use. And so that's the Wall Street Journal article summed it up nicely.
Scott with an email, Wade with a call, and less than 2 minutes left here, so we'll go quickly. Scott wants to know, how will this law affect gravity irrigation, Pete?
Oh, it'll affect all of those. Anything that, you know, like I've said, everything where water runs, I mean, we know things run downhill. And so anything that is liquid moving water, you know, that's going to be a problem for this, because they're going to interpret things the way that they want to interpret when they start using terms like, if it has significant nexus to a drainage that could go into a navigable water. These are problems with the way they're writing rules that allow them in the back door for everybody. And so this is going to affect irrigation. It's going to affect anything. It's just a boondoggle, and we need to be worried about it.
Wade, traveling I-94 for Pete Hannibut, Farm Bureau, North Dakota Farm Bureau, with us today. Go ahead, Wade.
Hey, Scott, how are you today?
Great, sir.
Hey, Pete, I got a question for you, a couple, actually. Number one is all this new regulation. Who's going to pay these people? Is that on our dime?
Absolutely.
Now, imagine that. We need more government, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. It is all...
It's all about growth of government, and it's on the taxpayers' backs. Absolutely.
And secondly, is they're so worried about all the water. I think, you know, these EPA people, they start coming on our property. Aren't they trespassing? That'd be trespassing?
Well,
I don't care if EPA or who is.
They will. Trespassing won't matter to federal regulators, just like if you're dealing with people from the IRS. It wouldn't
matter.
It
is chilling. Pete, thanks for the update. Wade, thanks for the call. Tammy, hang on. We'll get your question for Congressman Kramer, and we'll have you back, Pete, to stay on top of this important topic. Much appreciated.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. The toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Lock It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.